from KQED.
Today, San Francisco will begin looking at whether to change the city's bail system. Officials are looking for potential changes so people who can't afford to pay bail are not stuck behind bars just because they're poor. Today's hearings are one place where policymakers are re-examining the for-profit bail laws. In Sacramento, the state Senate recently passed legislation to overhaul the state's bail system. KQED's politics and government reporter Marisa Lagos reports.
Cheryl Diston knows firsthand how devastating it can be to languish in jail because you can't afford bail.
You can't breathe. The first thing you think about is your children. Who's taking care of them?
The mother of four struggled with mental health issues and drug addiction for years and was in and out of jail during that time. Stints behind bars that resulted in her children being put in foster care for years at a time.
Your children are affected. And I don't just mean for overnight. This sticks with your children. This shapes and forms your children. Indirectly, directly. It affects who they become. All of that. It's a vicious cycle.
And according to a San Francisco task force, it's a vicious cycle that disproportionately affects African-American families like hers. The report released today by the city's Fines and Fees Task Force found that just 6% of the city's residents are Black, but they account for 38% of people posting bail in San Francisco each year. Nearly $6 million a year, those families never get back. San Francisco Treasurer Jose Cisneros says he was shocked to learn what happens when friends and family members of those arrested go to a bail bond agent.
There, they pay a 10% deposit on their bail amount. And that deposit they pay is actually not a deposit. It's a completely unrefundable fee that they forever have to pay. Even if just a few days later the charges are dropped, even if they meet all their court, you know, appearance requirements, and maybe even if they're found innocent, that 10% deposit is forever gone.
Cisneros heads up the city's Fines and Fees Task Force, dedicated to easing the impacts of government policies on low-income people. The group found that in all, city residents, mostly from low-income communities of color like the Bayview and Tenderloin, forfeit $15 million a year in non-refundable bail bond fees.
I could not believe that figure. I had absolutely no idea.
San Francisco Supervisor Hillary Ronan called for today's hearing on the task force's findings and is working on legislation that would provide more oversight of the bail industry. She says the bail system is predicated on a promise to protect public safety, but it's not doing that.
It just allows people with means to buy their freedom and poor people to get even deeper into the hole by having to pay these large non-refundable fees to a bail industry. And the people who are paying those fees are 9 times out of 10 women.
Those women aren't usually accused of a crime. They're trying to help a loved one. And, Ronan says, those mothers, wives, girlfriends, and daughters often end up on a payment plan that could last longer than the loved one's court case. The average amount of bail in San Francisco is $50,000. 10% of that is $5,000. Of course, those are the ones who can afford to post bail. On any given day, 85% of San Francisco's jail is filled with people awaiting trial. Some are too dangerous to release, but the report found that half of them could return to their families, jobs, and homes without a risk to public safety if they could just afford to post bail. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
And we're going to hear from the bail industry about this proposal and other reforms at a later date, hopefully this week.